Chapter 6. Anna. Saturday, 20th of July, 2013. Evie wakes just before 6. I get out of bed, pick her up, and bring her back to bed with me. When I wake again, Tom's not at my side, but I can hear him coming up the stairs. He's singing, "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you." I'd completely forgotten. I laugh as he comes into the room. He's wearing nothing but my apron, and he's brought me breakfast in bed. I open my presents. I have a silver bracelet from Evie and a sexy dress from Tom, and I can't stop smiling. I don't think I've ever been happier. A while later, I get up and take Evie downstairs and leave Tom to sleep. I've planned to make the day special. I'm going to cook Tom's favorite meal. I put Evie in her buggy and head out of the house to buy some nice wine to go with our dinner. Everyone told me I was mad to move into Tom's house. But then they said I was mad to have an affair with a married man, especially a man whose wife had a drink problem. Well, I've proved them wrong about that. It doesn't matter how much trouble she causes, because Tom and Evie are worth it. But I do hate the house, with the noisy trains and the history of Rachel in it. When I get back, Tom's sitting at the dining room table, looking at his computer. He doesn't notice me until I touch him on the shoulder. Then he jumps and turns around. He looks tired and worried. "Tom, what's wrong?" I say. He shakes his head a little, and I already know what he's going to say. "It's another email, sent when she was drunk," he says. And he looks so upset. God. Is she ever going to go away? Is she ever going to just let us be happy? I say. He comes over to me, and with our daughter between us, kisses me. "We are happy," he says. We are happy. It's evening now, and we've had a wonderful day. We had lunch, and then lay in the garden, enjoying the warm weather. When I think about what's going on down the road, at number 15, I realize how lucky I am. I got everything I wanted. Tom's taken Evie upstairs for her bath, and I can hear them laughing. I'm smiling as I put Evie's toys away and think about dinner. It's funny, because I used to hate the idea of a quiet day at home on my birthday. But now, it's what I want. And now I'll tidy the living room, start preparing dinner, and put on my new dress. I'm just reaching over the sofa to close the curtains when I see a woman, her head bent low, hurrying along the street. She doesn't look up, but it's her. I'm sure of it. I cross the room, planning to go outside and chase her down the street. But Tom's there. He's standing at the bottom of the stairs, with Evie in his arms.